Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Our perspective on heaven changes as we get older. We should not fear, but comfort one another as we look forward to going home.
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on. When I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone. Friends and close relations somewhere on the other side. They've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes this tired world starts bringing my heart down, but you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waited through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready for the dawn. I wanna see heaven where the faithful carry on. I wanna see heaven, oh Lord. I wanna see heaven. As I read the morning paper, I'm reminded once again, we're surrounded by evil, of a world that's dead in sin. And the only sane conclusion that my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As he leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart, following my heart.
I wanna see heaven where the faithful carry on. I wanna see heaven, oh, oh Lord. I wanna see heaven where the pain is sin.
Father in heaven. We look forward to being with you there. As we see what's going on in the world around us, and as we get older, we sense that our presence with you in heaven will be coming soon. Lord, you have not given us the spirit of fear. Your word tells us that the whole concept of going home is something that we should comfort one another with. Thank you for your love and amazing grace that salvation provides us, and provides us confidence, knowing that this world is not our home. We really are just passing through. Give us your peace in the midst of the storms of this life. May your Holy Spirit give us wisdom to redeem the time, to live for you until we see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
the smile of the proudest father, he looks at us to say, welcome home, children. This is the place I've prepared for you.
Beyond the sunset, oh blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun, earth's toiling ended, oh glorious dawning, beyond the sunset, when day is done. Beyond the sunset, a hand will guide me to God the Father, whom I adore. His glorious presence, his words of welcome will be my portion on that fair shore. Beyond the sunset, no clouds will gather, no storm will threaten, no fears an eye. O day of gladness, O day unending, beyond the sun.
are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. To learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us, where you can safely and securely make a donation to this ministry, or mail your gift to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Thank you for joining us for this time of worship and praise as we get a proper perspective on heaven.
just to be there and to look on His face.
Striving or strength.
How should a Christian live, knowing the scriptural information that we have about heaven? On one extreme is that perspective that nothing else on this earth really matters. Only what's done for Christ will last. All else will be burned up as wood, hay, and stubble. Or should our primary focus be the Great Commission, sharing the gospel with the unsaved, and heaven simply be the afterlife? The perspective that we have on heaven changes for many of us as we get older. I remember some of my thoughts of heaven when I was an adolescent. As some of my relatives got very old and died, my parents and people around me would try to comfort me by saying, "Well, they're in heaven now." Well, they would add thoughts like, "They're happy there. We'll never get sick." And that they are with our other relatives who had died before. We drove across country to attend the funeral of my Uncle Clarence. The service was open casket. That gave my young mind a lot to process. As a high schooler, my perspective of heaven was that people would go there when they get really old. I would be going there, but not until many years had passed. I made a lot of plans for my life, but the reality of heaven wasn't really on my radar, so to speak. I led a fairly sheltered life, so I didn't attend many funerals and don't remember any of my age dying. In Bible college, I learned a lot more details about heaven from a scriptural perspective. Then, getting married, we talked a little about our preferences just in case one of us would die. Well, later in life, as we were blessed with children, my wife and I went through the process of setting up a will and a trust and making burial arrangements. Dying was still down the road. Now, as my mother has passed away about a decade ago, and I have been the primary caregiver for my now 91-year-old father who lives with us, the reality of heaven being imminent for him is a constant reminder. And from my dad's perspective, he occasionally comments about missing Mom, his wife, and is comforted by the fact that he will see her again in heaven. And he's absolutely certain of his relationship with Jesus Christ and knows he will be there in heaven. Most nights, before bed, he'll tell me, "I'll see you in the morning, Lord willing." Whatever your age, I pray that you've done business with God, believing in Christ as God, accepting Him as your Savior, and that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that by His amazing grace, you will be in His presence, in heaven, when that body dies. To be absent from the body, you will be present with the Lord. Well, there's no more dying there, Isaiah 25. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of His people shall He take away off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We've waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation." From 1 Corinthians 15, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Our future? Well, that's where God is. Isaiah 64. "For since the beginning of the world men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what He hath prepared for him that waiteth for Him." Jesus Christ told the disciples in John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." From 1 Thessalonians 4, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Well, friends, as far as I'm concerned, my perspective regarding heaven should be similar to what I heard while involved in a motorcycle ministry years ago, that wisdom comes from the journey, not by focusing on the destination, heaven. And may we share the same sentiment as the Apostle Paul testified, as he said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Listen to Philippians, first chapter. "For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ, as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better." Focus on Jesus Christ every moment of every day. Live for Jesus. That's what matters.
I see dark clouds coming my way. I know they're gonna try to rain on me. They're almost here, but I must say I'm just as happy as can be. I've got Jesus on my mind. Just because I got Jesus on my mind. The situation might look so awful grim, but that's when I just stop and get my mind on Him. Before you know it, everything's just fine. I've got Jesus on my mind. I see a giant right in my path. I know he's gonna try to do me in. He's mighty big, but I must say I'm not the least bit afraid of Him. Oh, just because I've got Jesus on my mind. Just because I got Jesus on my mind. The situation might look so awful grim, but that's when I just stop and get my mind on Him. Everything's just fine. Just because I got Jesus on my mind. Oh, don't you know I got Jesus on my mind? Don't you know I've got Jesus on my mind?
Faltered along the way, but I'll keep trying because somehow I've got to make it in. You see, I've got a charge on my life, and I've got a job to do, and I can't stop until it's through, 'cause
I'm deserving.
Criticizing someone else, there are some things I'd rather leave behind. And another thing, and I don't have time to be bothered with he said, that she said, that they said, because it's all I can do to keep my own self in line. Oh Lord, work while it's day, 'cause I know the night is surely coming. I'm going all the way.
I'm determined.
Yes,
I've got a made up mind. I can't stand around here.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song. As a Christian, heaven is our home. While we are on our journey there, living for Jesus should be our focus. I pray that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not a believer, please listen. Believe the good news that Jesus, God in flesh, died for your sins according to the Scripture, was buried, rose out from among the dead ones, according to the Scripture, he's alive today, seated in a place of privilege at the Father's right hand in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done, finished. There is a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now that's good news. Please invest a few moments to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That address, once again, is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from 1 Peter, we have an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved for us in heaven. And finally, John 14, don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come again and get you so that you will always be with me where I am.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.